All my family swam at the baths, and I took my daughter there swimming from when she was about 3 months old. She loved it, and she would scream if I took her out of the water. Lift her out, scream, put her back, stop screaming. I had to get someone to help me get her out of the water. I'm so pleased that the group are restoring the baths for the people of the area. So much has been destroyed, and I'm so pleased that the swimming pool is going to come back.
The words of Gloria Winter. Even after 40 years since it closed, much of the original workings of the swimming pool are still in place, hidden. Jeff Mogg has come to see them.
His father, Tom Mogg, worked at Jacob's Wells for more than 20 years, ending up running all the baths in Bristol.
The boiler house is fantastic. And this is the main water tank from Jacob's Wells.
Your dad modernised. We did have huge coal boilers here.
Yeah.
All these pipes, they are original.
Yes, and that would have brought the water to flow through the swimming pool and into the filtration plant and then back again.
The swimming pool was used extensively by schools. Liz Darcy and Julie Hardy.
I went to St George Brandon Hill, so we came every week with the school. I can remember we had to kneel down along the edge and the teacher inspected our feet for verrucas. Oh, I enjoyed coming to the baths. So we did personal survival, jumping and diving. You know, I think most of us learned to swim. We didn't quite have the knitted swimming costumes, but they were very heavy. So as you got out, you had to haul your costume with you. It was not elegant.
I was at Hotwells School, and once a week we used to walk down the Hotwells Road, crocodile file, down to the Jacobsville swimming pool. And it's where I learned to swim.
I remember having lessons swimming here. The man was rotund, let's say, with grey trousers and a white shirt open-necked with braces and his sleeves rolled up. And he used to make us go round the edge on the bar. And then he used to poke us with this, I would describe it as a boiler stick. Oh, God, this is why I don't really like swimming.
Malcolm Hussey-Yeo remembers teaching methods too.
Mr. Barnard would had a unique way of teaching people to swim, which was a canvas strap on what was a long length of sash cord. And you would stand in the middle of the pool, and he would put the canvas strap under your arms and then gradually pull you in, and you would start doing breaststroke. And you could do it eventually without the strap, and you could swim.
Putting the door open.
Oh, wow! Yeah, this is the underside of the swimming pool. You put the warm, chlorinated, clean water in at the shallow end, and all the dirty bits went to the deep end, went down and got sucked out. And that is the main inlet to the swimming pool down there. This is the shallow end.
But people did come to swim for fun too. Liz Darcy, Claire McEwen and Malcolm Hussey-Yeo remember.
We knew everyone in the area, so there'd always be a crowd of us swimming. Then often we'd go back to a friend's house for toast and tea afterwards on a Sunday morning.
Well, my best friend lived up the hill from the baths. Her dad was the headmaster of Bristol Grammar School. And so it was probably her nearest baths. And so when we went swimming together, we went there. I do remember some quite hyperactive boys being in there and being a little bit scared of them. And I also remember this story of going in and one of the attendants calling me carrots, and somehow there came to be this apocryphal story in our family that I pushed him in the pool because I was so cross because my hair was not carroty coloured, it was auburn. I do remember he looked like Popeye though.
We also used to come here on a Saturday morning, we loved it so much. But we always tried to come back in, but the attendant always recognised us and would refuse entry. And I always remember him as being a very sort of militaristic chap. He had a little pencil moustache, looked very sort of Sergeant Major-ish, you know, and he was very strict.
And when you got out, the fun didn't stop.
I remember changing on the side of the pool. If you caught your wet body with the curtain, you would drag the curtain open and then everybody in the pool could see you. So
somebody bet me that I wouldn't show my bare bum through the curtain. So being a bit of a lad, I did. But of course, Mr. Barnard happened to be the other side, threw back the curtain and said, right, you're barred. I think it was about 4 weeks. I couldn't go swimming and I had 500 lines. So that was a bit of a lesson.